Hi, it's George Howard. That's Maya Wagner's song, Skeletons in My Closet. And I licensed that song from Berklee's Radar, which is a joint effort between Berklee College of Music and MIT's Connection Science Division. And I'm recording this now because it's an accompanying piece to an article that I wrote for the Entrepreneurship and Art podcast and website called Eating Your Own Dog Food and Scratching Your Own Itch. And in that article, I talk about how it's important for entrepreneurs to use their own products. And this is a really good example of it. You know, licensing music for podcasts, licensing music generally, but certainly licensing music for podcasts is a really, really hard thing to do. And when we set out to start Radar, you know, the job to be done was really to provide Berklee students with more opportunities to get their music heard and to help them build sustainable careers on their own terms. And we started out by trying to create a two-sided market, meaning we knew that we could get music to be uploaded from artists. But that doesn't do you any good if you don't have someone on the buy side to license the music in. So we started by going to film schools and seeing if any of the student filmmakers needed music, and not surprisingly, they did. They do, and that really got us to the first kind of prototype of Radar, where by getting close to the customer, the film students, understanding what their needs are, we learned a ton, and it also allowed for us to really get some interest and excitement from Berklee students, because it wasn't just some intangible project where their songs would be, you know, thrown up into the vacuum, but they knew what it was for. Along the way, I had a realization that, you know, we'd missed something obvious. And the obvious thing is that it's not just student filmmakers who need music, but it's colleges themselves. The amount of marketing materials that colleges do, videos, et cetera, is immense. And just like licensing music into podcasts or films or anything, it's tricky. There's no real great way for anybody to do that. Either you have to do it manually and know the right people and know all the conventions and rules and laws around licensing music, or you use some kind of off-the-shelf music library, or, and this is sad but true, oftentimes you'll just not in bad faith, but you'll steal the songs. You'll just find something on YouTube and stick it in there and hope you don't get caught, or not even know that you need to license it. And that's a failure of the system. It's sort of a villainless crime. For the most part, people aren't trying to run around and steal music to use in their productions. They just don't know how to do it efficiently or better. And so the thing that I missed was, you know, in my consulting practice, I've worked with a lot of colleges to help build them out, marketing campaigns and tools to recruit new diverse students, et cetera. And part of that was making videos. And then I'd go out and license music for them. But I know how to do that. What I missed was, you know, Berklee as an institution has a ton of usages for their own student music through their own promotional materials. But until Radar, there had just never been a system to do that. And so it's a great example of both the kind of myopia that can occur when you're in the fog of entrepreneur land. You get so heads down and you get kind of convinced that your alignment is one thing, that you don't see the obvious things in front of you. And the obvious thing really is, well, you know, if this music isn't good enough for Berklee, the institution, to use for its own marketing campaigns, why would we think anyone else would? And so, of course, Berklee is already and does want to use this. It just, it hadn't been set up that way. It grew into that from starting in maybe a slightly off-target product market fit, going to film schools. But that's how entrepreneurship occurs. You start with a thesis, you go out and you test it, and then along the way, there's kind of magic in motion. So, I decided to eat my own dog food, which is, in my mind, a prerequisite for businesses. I get really, really nervous if I'm working with a business that has a product and I don't see the people that are running the business or working at the business using that product. That's a big problem. Back when I was doing A&R, I would always say that, you know, the first job of an A&R person is to sell the band or the artist internally to the company. If the company doesn't believe in the artist, there's no chance that some customer will. So it's a really great reminder and something that all entrepreneurs should be conscious of. If you're not using your own product, eating your own dog food, comes from a old Alpo commercial. Lauren Green said the dog food was so good he fed it to his own dog. Then something's wrong. So make sure that you're building products, working with teams that are using their products. So that's the synopsis. Read the whole article. Reach out to me through the Entrepreneurship and Art Slack channel if you want to discuss more. But really, let's get back to the most important thing, which is let's listen to Maya Wagner and her fantastic track. And if you're interested in learning more about Maya's music, you can check her out at mayawagnermusic.com. So listen to the podcast, read the articles, reach out. We're building a cool community. Take care.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but boy, oh boy, I can't believe you've got a dick. Shh. Boy, oh boy, you think I'm innocent, do you? Well, boy, oh boy, wait till you find out what I do. You're gone. You said I love you and I thought that I was crazy, because I'd only known you for 7 days. We did shit so new to you that now you've got attached, but you don't wanna know the shit that's gone down in my past. There are skeletons in my closet, things that I can't say. And I don't think if you knew them, that you would ever stay. And I can see it in your eyes, they're looking into mine. You think you wanna know what's going on. to me that now I've got attached. But I don't wanna be the girl that I was in the past.